USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Kathy Hochul has become the state of New York's first female governor, being sworn in just after midnight Eastern on Tuesday. She had served as former Governor Andrew Cuomo's lieutenant governor since 2015, replacing him following his resignation after a report from the state attorney general found he'd sexually harassed multiple women. The FDA is asking people not to use an animal deworming medication as treatment for COVID-19. The FDA tweeting that people should not use the drug ivermectin to treat COVID, as the medication is used to treat and prevent parasites in animals like horses and livestock. The FDA says that besides not being proven to treat coronavirus, the drug can cause severe side effects in humans, including allergic reactions, seizures, and even death. And Hawaii's governor is urging tourists to delay trips to the island as his state deals with an increase in COVID cases. Governor David Ige said Monday that lockdowns may be on the table again as Hawaii deals with an increase of infections and hospitalizations. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine received full approval from the Food and Drug Administration on Monday after being administered for the last 8 months under an emergency use authorization. Health officials say they hope the full approval will encourage more people to get the shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells ABC News that the FDA's approval is a sign of the vaccine's safety and effectiveness.
You know, there have been over 40,000 people that have been studied in these clinical trials. More than 10,000 people have been studied for over 6 months. And we now have experience, just in the United States alone, of over 200 million people who have received doses of this Pfizer vaccine. We've been studying the safety and effectiveness since December when this was authorized. We have an extraordinary amount of data, and I'm really pleased that the FDA not just took their time and did the due diligence that needed to be done, but did it quickly and efficiently to bring this to the American people as soon as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Call right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
In August of 2020, protests broke out in Kenosha, Wisconsin after Jacob Blake was left paralyzed after being shot by a police officer several times. Wisconsin Congressman Brian Stile joins Fox News to explain how the city has bounced back 1 year after the shooting.
We've made a lot of progress over the last year, but we had three terrible nights last summer when our Democratic governor, Governor Evers, failed to provide the resources that were needed to end criminal behavior in the city of Wisconsin, in the city of Kenosha. It's what we saw play out across the United States. Our Democratic governor, like liberals across the United States, failed to draw the bright line between a First Amendment right and criminal activity. And the result was played out on TV screens across the United States of America. The city's come a long way since then. I walked the 4th of July parade just the other day. There's still scars. There's still a handful of buildings boarded up with signs pointing out that people live in those buildings, asking those protesters and those rioters not to burn down those buildings. But overall, the city's come back strong, and it's going to come back ultimately stronger than ever before.
40 people are still missing following historic flooding in parts of Tennessee. That's according to a spokesperson for Humphreys County Emergency Management Agency. Search and rescue efforts are ongoing after the small town of Waverly got hit with 17 inches of rain over the weekend. Meantime, at least 21 people are dead, with all but one of those happening in Waverly. The city is about 65 miles west of Nashville. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.